The manager called the offices of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in Phoenix. Normally, Palo Verde had two resident NRC officials, but the graveyard shift only had one, and he had gone home sick 2 hours ago. The other had left on a 2-week vacation the day before, and his replacement wasn't due in until tomorrow. It was now 3 in the morning. The manager got a recording. Son of a bitch! He slammed the phone, dialed the NRC Crisis Center in Bethesda, Maryland, and explained the situation. The NRC official at the other end promised him a team of experts from Phoenix within the hour. The team didn't arrive until 5. By that time, the thermometers inside the reactor had long stopped working. A column of XXXXXX scrolled across a monitoring screen. The last recorded value had been 2,200 degrees centigrade. Palo Verde was experiencing a core meltdown. Control rods had liquefied and dropped to the floor of the dome, already filled with mounds of molten zirconium and uranium pellets. The extremely hot metals threatened to melt through the steel and concrete bottom of the containment building and into the layers of soil and rock beneath the plant. Members of the NRC team began contradicting one another and calling the crisis center for advice. No one knew exactly what to do. Although the plant's skeleton emergency crew had managed to prevent any more radioactive water from leaving the warehouse, a hydrogen bubble had formed at the top of the reactor dome, threatening an even larger release of radiation if the pressure climbed above the 60 pounds per square inch rating of the containment building surrounding the reactor. Digital readouts showed a vessel pressure of 45 psi and rising, and oxygen content slowly inching up to 9%. At 11%, there would be enough oxygen inside the containment building to ignite the volatile hydrogen. NRC officials reached the governor's mansion. The NRC requested the immediate evacuation of all the towns in a 20-mile radius from the plant, particularly the 15,000 residents living in nearby Palo Verde. The governor readily agreed, but the moment the emergency broadcast system reached thousands of radios and television sets in the vicinity, the general public panicked. Within a matter of minutes, dozens of collisions resulted in blocked roads, which only added to the growing hysteria of nearly 20,000 people trying to evacuate the area. The time was now 9 o'clock in the morning. With the help of additional NRC officials, plus dozens of volunteers wearing radiation-proof suits and working 3-minute shifts in the extremely hot environment, enough connections were made to restore water into the reactor. But it was too late. The oxygen content reached 11%.
"Mother of God, no!"
screamed a technician sitting next to the plant manager.